Estevan. In keeping with tradition, the first meeting of the year for Estevan City Council began with Mayor Roy Ludwig giving the mayor's address. Ludwig reflected on accomplishments for both the city and the community during the past 12 months, and also offered a look at the year to come. From the city's perspective, long-term debt was further reduced by more than $3 million. The paddling pool at Churchill Playpark was completed after renovations, and a washroom facility is to be finished this year. The city's water tower has also been refurbished, allowing it to serve the community for years to come. Additional work continued on the city's pathway system, and water mains were replaced on Lind Crescent. We also did needed improvements to the streets and sidewalks, said Ludwig. As for the community, the Estevan Bruins won the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League Championship for the first time since 1999, and the city hosted the Centennial Cup National Junior A Hockey Championship. It was a fantastic event and showcased our community for a week, to rave reviews, said Ludwig. The city celebrated the grand opening of the Southeast Innovation Business Development Center on 9th Avenue, and Estevan was selected as Smart 21 Community for 2022 by the Intelligent Community Forum for the community's commitment to innovation. Estevan hosted the Western Canada Baseball Championships for the U13, U15 and U18 A divisions in August, and the Estevan TS and MU13 A Brewers won the title. Masters Men's and Women's Curling Provincials were held locally in October. The city was the Western Canada winner for the Sirius XM Music Towns competition, and was awarded a concert featuring Canadian country music star Dallas Smith. The community paid tribute in July to the 21 members of the Royal Canadian Air Force who died in a plane crash south of the city in 1946. A cairn was dedicated during a ceremony. The Queen's Diamond Jubilee medals were handed out in November. Ludwig also saluted those who were involved with the success of Kinsmen and Canette's Telemiracle early in the year, the United Way Estevan Telethon, the St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation's Festival of Trees and the many successful fundraisers in the weeks before Christmas. City Program Manager Erin Wilson was named as a new member of the Order of the Canadian Red Cross for her years of service. Ludwig noted that with 2030 approaching, the city is lobbying for continued usage of coal-fired power for baseload electricity, at least until another option is found for baseload power, such as small modular nuclear reactors. The city is also pleased to see the upgrades happening at the Estevan Market Mall, with more to come. Ludwig also extended a welcome to new residents to the community from other nations, and saluted all those who are helping them get settled. In 2023, the city is looking at replacing HVAC rooftop units and roof membrane for the Estevan Leisure Center, with support from the provincial government. The new score clock for Affinity Place, which is the legacy project from the Centennial Cup, is to be installed in the spring. Work is also continuing to bring a new regional nursing home in Estevan. The city is looking forward to hosting the Viterra Scotties Tournament of Hearts Women's Curling Provincials and the Sask-Tel Tankard Men's Provincials in January and February.